With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting from Washington. The United States and the United Kingdom have reached a trade agreement following President Trump's worldwide tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Speaking from the Oval Office, the president said he agreed to cut tariffs on UK autos, steel, and aluminum. In return, Britain will buy more American beef and streamline its customs process for U.S. goods.
This is now turning out, I think, really to be a great deal for both countries.
British Prime Minister Starmer, who joined the announcement by phone, agreed that the deal will boost trade between and across the two countries. Final details are being written and will be finished in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Roman Catholic Church has a new pope, and he's an American, Robert Prevost.
Prevost has extensive experience in Peru, first as a missionary and then an archbishop. He's currently prefect of the Vatican's powerful dicastery for bishops, which is in charge of vetting nominations for bishops around the world. The late Pope Francis had his eye on Prevost, bringing him to the Vatican in 2023. Prevost spoke to the AP in September of that year. He mentioned in that interview that while he did work in Peru for many years, he's still American.
I think I do have some insights into the church in the United States. So the need to be able to advise, work with Pope Francis, and to look at the challenges that the church in the United States is facing. I hope to be able to respond to them.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow it to end humanitarian parole for hundreds of thousands of immigrants from four countries, setting them up for potential deportation. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 254 points, the Nasdaq rose 189, the S&P advanced 32. This is SRN News. A conference on pedophilia is just wrapped up.
It was organized by a group called Before You Act, which has a goal of rebranding the disorder as merely another kind of, quote, sexual orientation. The conference was aimed at licensed therapists and other mental health professionals in hopes of convincing them that pedophiles or minor attracted persons are an oppressed sexual minority. Critics have warned for years that the ever-expanding LGBTQIA category would eventually include pedophiles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There will be some familiar faces on President Trump's new Religious Liberty Commission. Samaritan's Purse President Franklin Graham is one of them, as is Salem Radio Network talk show host Eric Metaxas. Dr. Ben Carson, who served as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the first Trump administration, will be vice chair of the commission, behind Chairman Dan Patrick, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose after the United States and United Kingdom announced a deal on trade that would lower some tariffs and restrictions between the two countries. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6%, marking its 11th gain in the last 13 days. The Dow added 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.1%. Stocks got a boost after President Trump gave potentially encouraging updates on upcoming talks with China. But some of the gains faded late in the day. Bitcoin jumped above $101,000. Crude oil prices climbed, and the price of gold eased back as investors felt less need for safety. The Dow up 254 points to close at 41,368. The Nasdaq gained 190 to 17,928. The S&P 500 added 32 points to 5663. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.